This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin have dropped dramatically since the start of January as the Omicron variant seems to be fading. Pandemic-related restrictions are loosening around the state, including Dane County, where a mask mandate is set to expire at the end of the month. But we've seen COVID-19 cases and restrictions drop at other points of the pandemic until a new variant pops up and the cycle repeats. We're taking a look at the latest COVID numbers in Wisconsin and what could be on the horizon. Dr. Jonathan Tempty is Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. He's Medical Director for Public Health Madison in Dane County. Dr. Tempty, welcome back to the show.
Well, always a pleasure to join you, Rob. I just wish we could stop meeting like this.
Definitely. I hope to talk to you about something else someday, not in the not too distant future. Well, looking at numbers in Wisconsin and nationwide, Dr. Tempty, we're seeing this dramatic drop in Wisconsin around the country in COVID cases. National death toll still hanging up above 2,000 a day. So what is your read as you look at just the raw numbers here at this point?
Well, everything we look at from Dane County to across Wisconsin, the United States, and even across the world, we're seeing the same pattern of dropping number of cases. And in fact, we're seeing the dropping of number of deaths now as well, though that tends to lag behind the cases by 2 or 3 weeks. But everything is looking really good, and much more locally here in Wisconsin, we're back to levels that we haven't seen since mid-autumn or even before.
I'm sure people ask you all the time, okay, here's what's going on with the numbers. Dr. Tempty, what kind of personal precautions should I be taking? What kind of things do you recommend people do to evaluate what is risky, what's less risky?
Well, first and foremost, we know that having yourself fully vaccinated has an incredible effect. You're 14 times more likely to die if you are infected with COVID. You're 10 times more likely to go to the hospital. So in terms of
you're unvaccinated, I should say.
Yeah, your own personal health is really dependent on that. On top of that, being vaccinated and having a mask on really provides you a great deal of protection, even if you're around people who might be infectious. So those are things that you can personally do as we're seeing the world change in terms of the mask mandates and other public health measures going away.
We've seen good periods, of course, through this, and then say the Delta variant comes along and then the Omicron variant comes along. What kind of things are you watching for on the horizon with potentially dangerous new variants?
Well, coronaviruses in general tend to mutate fairly rapidly. And we've watched, you know, the wave after wave of new variants come along. And I think everybody was surprised at how quickly Omicron came in and replaced everything. So we always have to have our eye out for the possibility of new variants that have a new set of, you know, characteristics, whether it be more transmittable or they cause more harm and so on. And this process is not terribly predictable. So I think we have to always have this level of vigilance. And we also have to have a willingness to sometimes think about taking a couple steps back. And so it's all up in the air right now. And everything I see is looking very, very promising. But we were in a similar situation a little over a year ago. We were thinking that we have made it through this pandemic. Things are looking really good for summer. And that's when we had Alpha and then Delta and then Omicron.
Talking to Dr. Jonathan Tempty, Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at the latest news on COVID-19 numbers, vaccinations, and more. Dr. Tempty, there's been a big concern repeatedly, again, through the pandemic, most recently with the Omicron variant, of the stress that this is putting on hospitals and hospital bed and staff availability. Are we starting to get out of the woods here on that now in Wisconsin?
The good news is, yes, we are. The latest data posted by the state of Wisconsin shows that we're less than 1,000 people hospitalized now, and we've been up almost twice that in the past. And again, across the state, we're seeing fewer and fewer beds being occupied by patients with COVID. We're seeing less and less occupation of our intensive care units. So this is a very, very positive sign. And likewise, we're seeing similar such situations across the country. So again, all the signs are really, really positive now, and our fingers are crossed.
What are you watching for when it comes to our vaccination numbers now? I know we had a big initial rush of vaccinations that leveled off. Are we still making progress?
We are, but it has really slowed down. If we take a look at our state of Wisconsin, roughly 32% of us are up to date, which means we've gotten the first vaccine, we've gotten that full vaccine, and we've received that booster dose. And then there are 28% of us who have gotten the full initial series but haven't gotten that final dose or the booster. And just 4% of us have started but not have finished. But unfortunately, that leaves 36% of our state that has not received any vaccine as of yet. And that opens the door for a lot of transmission. And whenever we see transmission, we see the possibility of mutation in generating these new variants.
One piece of what looks like good news is that through Omicron, while cases may have come to nursing homes around the state, the vaccination numbers are among people in nursing homes were very, very high, and that seems to have limited the impact, the hospitalizations and deaths. Does that match up with what you're hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we have somebody who is vaccinated, and especially those people who are up to date, meaning they've received that booster, have such an incredible protection against the really bad outcomes, the hospitalization, the ICU care, and actually dying of this virus. So these are things that we can all do for ourselves. And with the added bonus, this is something you can do for yourself and for your community at the same time.
I've seen concern lately, a few different articles looking at people who are, for one reason or another, immunocompromised. And when you start to add up the reasons that people are immunocompromised, might be cancer treatment, might be post-organ transplant medication, immune deficiency issues, that adds up to a lot of people. What are some of the best ways to take care of people who are vulnerable to COVID, even if they're vaccinated?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to relearn our approach to life in general. So for example, if I'm coming down with a new illness, cough, sneeze, and so on, if I have a fever, I should stay home. And I think if we are kinder to all of our coworkers and understand that if they're feeling well and staying home, they're not avoiding work, they're keeping us all safe, that's a really good first step. As I mentioned before, if we can have ourselves immunized, receive the vaccine, that protects the people around us. And at any given time in the United States, there's about 10 million of us who are immunocompromised. So that's basically one out of every 30 people you meet on the street. And you can't tell who they are. There's no obvious sign that we can see or perceive. And so I think it's just doing the best to take care of our, you know, our colleagues out there, our shared community.
We've had conversations on the show about what it means to go from a pandemic to an endemic disease. What are your thoughts, Dr. Tempty, on what the future is going to look like for COVID, from we're going to get rid of it completely to it's something we're going to live with for a long time?
Well, we have now had two seasons to go through, or 2 years and two cycles. And we're starting to see that this is a seasonal virus. It acts very much like its cousins that we have seen in the past, the seasonal coronaviruses. And so my expectation is that if things really go nicely, it'll lay down this summer, it'll look quite good, but then we have the risk of it coming back again in the wintertime. And you know, my thought is we're gonna typically see this as an annual or a seasonal peak, very similar to the influenza season. So start thinking about the COVID season. This may require an annual COVID vaccine just to get boosted for this. We don't know that yet. But the other thing is, unlike influenza, this is a much more deadly virus. In general, it's about 10 times more deadly. So we're used to thinking about 8,000 to 30,000 people dying per year of influenza. And if you take that number and multiply by 10, I wouldn't be surprised if we see this going forward. So as we move to the endemic phase, we have to get used to some things. And one of the things we have to get used to is how many people were comfortable dying per year, how many people were comfortable seeing going to the hospital. And if we look in the past, during peak flu season, our hospitals were at maximum capacity at times. And so if we have this on top, I think we still have to get used to having situations that really push the system, perhaps for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks during midwinter.
Do we need more flexibility, more slack in our hospital systems?
Well, we need to think better in terms of how we can do things. And I think especially with the SARS-CoV-2, the COVID-19, what we do have there and available are drugs that are effective if started early. We have the ability to test early, but we just need to have the availability of these things in primary care settings and in settings that people can easily get to and have things done in a very, very short time frame. And that really pushes the envelope where we are right now. We've had flu drugs for a number of years. We've had rapid tests, but these are still relatively hard to get in many primary care settings, in our pharmacies and so on. So I'm hoping going forward, we have learned a few things from the last 2 years, and we can apply those to our practices and to our approaches in the years to come.
We'll leave it there. Dr. Tempty, thanks as always for joining us today.
And have a wonderful day despite the coming winter storm here.
Yes, be careful out there, everyone. That's Dr. Jonathan Tempty, Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, with us today looking at the latest decline in COVID-19 cases and where things could go from here.